I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast.
This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts. This is the Mark Reardon Show on 97.1 FM Talk.
Now, I have an interesting story that I want to share from Abigail Schreier at the Free Press coming up here in the next segment about something that they're doing in Illinois. It's one of those things that sounds maybe like a good idea because J.B. Pritzker, we were talking about him earlier, signed into law this mandatory annual mental health screening for all public school children in 3rd through 12th grades. They're the first state in the nation to require mental health screenings in public schools. And as someone who is coming off a little bit of a crisis with mental health, my instinct was to say, yeah, maybe this is needed. But when you kind of dig deeper, I think Abigail makes some really good points. We'll get to that here in just a few minutes. I have an audio cut of the day. Later in the hour, Alex Gold from across the state. He does talk radio at Kansas City 610 Sports Radio. And the Gaming Commission of Missouri is about to award the first sports betting license in the state on Friday. That does not mean that we'll be able to wager right away, but in December after Thanksgiving, I think, is the goal, and we'll certainly keep you posted. We'll see what Alex knows about that. So a couple of things. We're going to welcome in Curtis Houck from the Media Research Center and Newsbusters here in a second, but let me offer a couple examples here of some good media and some bad media. So the talking points on the DC stuff got spread around very quickly.
What do you think is truly going on here with the president's fascination with quote-unquote violent crime?
A relatively small crime problem is being used for specific authoritarian purposes. It's about federal overreach.
This is a power grab by a president.
He has always felt that American cities, especially those with large Black populations like Washington, D.C., are crime-ridden.
Yeah, well, that's because they are, like St. Louis as well. So they're just calling out the, pulling the race card right there. Those were all the talking points. But see, look, every time I am ready to, break bad on the media and criticize them, which we do on a regular basis, something like this happens. Here's J.B. Pritzker on Meet the Press. I can't believe it, actually.
Every major group that grades the fairness of congressional maps gives your state an F. Common Cause, a nonpartisan government watchdog, even says your map, and I'm going to quote, represents a nearly perfect model for everything that can go wrong with redistricting. And I guess the question is, you talk about preserving democracy. How do you preserve democracy if you're using the same tactics that you've criticized Texas Republicans for?
But as I say, what they're talking about is a distraction. The reality is that the violation of people's voting rights is what Texas is attempting to do. That's what's wrong.
Yeah, with he just goes on, blah, blah, blah. But Kristen Walker, the host of Meet the Press, asked at least a tough question. She's done that a few times in surprising fashion. I don't watch the show on a regular basis. You know, I still long for the days when Tim Russert was there, and you could count on Tim Russert to hold both parties' feet to the fire and ask tough questions. But I mentioned Curtis Houck. He is back with us this afternoon, managing editor of Newsbusters at the Media Research Center. Curtis, how are you on this Wednesday afternoon?
Good to be with you, my friend. Glad to be talking to you back on the air again.
Well, I appreciate it, and I just wanted your opinion of what was happening with this, the stuff with the Texas, we're doing this with redrawing the lines here as well in Missouri. But it's interesting because there's a lot of stuff that's happened with that has been a little surprising. The media has tried to call out Pritzker and some of the others on the hypocrisy. Maybe it's just because they had to, because it was so blatantly obvious. So there have been some good examples of media behavior in the last week, I would argue.
A very low bar.
Well, that's true. That is true. Yes,
it's not a very high bar, but it's a bar nonetheless that they have at least attempted to meet. I mean, it is kind of hard to ignore when you look at the left. They won't necessarily characterize a lot of these Democrat maps as gerrymandering. They won't use the G word. It's baby steps, Mark. We have to give them some grace. We just have to let them be a little bit, but they're getting there. You did have that question from Kristen Welker. There has been talk, what's going on in California. My friend Matt Whitlock, host of the 10-Minute Drill podcast, former Orrin Hatch staffer, did a tweet the other week pointing out, in all of these states, Massachusetts is one of my favorites, Trump got 35% of the vote and 0% of the seats. There's 9 districts, there's 0 of them. It's very easy. You can very easily draw one. Maryland in the D.C. area, Trump got 38% of the vote, but they only have 12% of the seats. New Mexico, 3 seats. They used to have a very solid red seat, but Democrats did this and that. And all the left has is, there's gerrymandering going on in North Dakota, where there's 1 seat, or West Virginia, where there's 2 seats. It's a north and south seat. This is all the left has, but there, of course, it's because a Republican is doing it. Now we have to have a conversation about it. I think that's obviously where the hypocrisy is. And when their answer matches Pritzker's, that, it's only bad because Texans are doing it now, mid-decade, instead of at the census.
Yeah. And look, this is where I have some issues with what we're trying to do here in Missouri. But I have to go back to some of the things that you just said. You look at Illinois, which is right across the river, and the way that they cut their districts, and they gerrymander beyond gerrymandering. It's Hall of Fame level. And some of these other states have done it as well. So there is an opinion among some Republicans here in Missouri and elsewhere to say, look, we've got the trifecta, right? We've and certainly here in Missouri, we have now strong Republican control, a supermajority. You got to make use of that power when you can, because otherwise, the other side's going to do it. You had Carville out there talking about expanding the Supreme Court to 13 members, making Puerto Rico and D.C. states. And if the Democrats take control in 28 with the trifecta, you damn well know they're going to try to do that, right?
Of course they are. We all know this. I mean, it's very simple. When they're talking about crime in D.C., that's one of the retorts that they have. Crime wouldn't be this way if D.C. weren't a state. Maybe if D.C. were a state and they'd get proper funding, then maybe this wouldn't happen. So you do have a prescription for fighting crime. You just need to throw money at it and give us 2 Democrat senators. The president had it right today when he was asked about D.C. statehood by my friend Mary Margaret Olhan of the Daily Wire. Trump said, no, this is ridiculous. D.C.'s 95% Democrat. What Gavin Newsom's doing in California. I mean, Trump gets more votes in the popular vote in California than most states, ruby red states. You can thank a lot of people in California for Donald Trump's popular vote victory in November. And the idea that only 9 out of 12 or 9 out of 52 seats are currently Republicans for 40% of the vote is just simply ludicrous. But we know that Gavin Newsom and co are going to do this, but it's not going to be easy. This isn't just going to happen. They have to take it to a ballot referendum and then they go before voters. But the lesson in California, Mark, is states should be very careful about this independent commission nonsense, because independent commissions are drawing maps in states like New Jersey and California, and they're still gerrymandered to help Democrats.
You know, I love one of your, by the way, I'm gonna kind of segue to the D.C. crime issue, because you feature a lot of clips up there on your Twitter feed right now of our friend Scott Jennings. Scott is a personal friend. He was on the show yesterday. We're going to air his radio show starting on the 25th here on 97.1 FM Talk. He's got a new show on Salem. But good Lord, has that guy not become a rock star in the last year?
I mean, could you believe it? I mean, Scott's been working at this since, 2016, 2015 or so on CNN. And he's really paid his dues and he's doing it right. And I love his mantra about, you know, the revolution of common sense. And so I just love that he's bringing our voices to the table. You know, it's so refreshing to see someone do well at one of these networks that doesn't just, you know, say he's a Republican. It's not one of these Dispatch or Bulwark losers, or somebody who's kind of mealy mouthed and just going to kind of go along to get along. No, Scott is clearly focused on representing and genuinely believes a lot of the things that the base does. I think that is just so refreshing, and it's proof that it can be done, that you can go into these arenas and constructively and civilly make points that aren't heard on these networks.
Well, and he told the story yesterday on this show, and I think he repeated it on CNN on the crime issue in particular. He saw a guy get murdered right in front of him in D.C. at Union Station.
Yeah, I remember. I think I talked to him that day. I think I was messaging with him that day that it happened, because, you know, in order for him to go from D.C. to get up to New York to do CNN Thunderdome with Abby Phillip, you know, he's got to go to Union Station to get on the Acela, the bullet train, to go from New York to D.C. to New York. And so, yeah, it's right there. I can attest to Union Station being a complete and total disaster. I believe it. And he's absolutely right. And the left can just mock this all they want. But this is, again, how they lost the election, by saying, no, Joe Biden's fine. No, the economy is fine, when people don't feel that way.
Yeah, I featured a cut from SE Cup. That's why I slipped there, who was also on CNN, I think, with Jennings last night, where she kind of called that out and said, you can tell people this is what's happened in St. Louis as well, where they keep trying to convince people that crime is down and it's not a problem, when the reality just is the exact opposite and people see it with their own eyes. So you have to at least be a little bit honest with people. And, you know, along those lines, I've seen, and I've played a little audio today from like Joe Scarborough and some of the people that I wouldn't expect to be chiming in on this issue. Scarborough tells a story about one of the reporters, and I don't know who he was talking about, Curtis, but somebody who said, yeah, you know what, maybe I'm not so opposed. This was off the air. Maybe I'm not so opposed to what Trump's doing because we need help, and then puts a tweet out that's exactly the opposite, and that should come as no surprise when it comes to the Washington press corps.
Yeah, I should just say that, you know, ABC News Live anchor Kira Phillips, who's married to John Roberts over at Fox News, shared on the air, I believe on Monday, that, you know, she's like, I've had this many colleagues had things stolen. I've had this many colleagues attacked. Just this morning, we had someone here in our bureau who was carjacked. And then David Muir and Mary Bruce come on the main newscast, ABC World News Tonight, which is the most watched newscast in America right now, and just say, no, that's not what the statistics say. Crime is way down. Someone, and the other point is, someone had a really good take the other day, which is what they're trying to do, the left is trying to do right now, is trying to say crime is good, when actually what they're doing is crime has gone from horrible to just bad. Well, bad is still bad. Bad is still not good. And the reference point for a lot of these cities like Washington, D.C. is 2018 or 2019. We're not there yet. In a lot of these cities, we have not come down from COVID yet. And, well, and they're trying to measure based on the last year or two.
Right. But also what's happened here, and I think it's happening in D.C. and other big cities too, the numbers are fudged, right? We have, for example, we'll have a car lot that is, you know, ravaged and cars are vandalized and, you know, windows are broken and there might be, you know, 18 vehicles involved. And then that's one incident, right? So it's just one incident, and that's how it goes down in the records. So some of these numbers are fudged, and that's part of the problem that we've experienced here in St. Louis. Curtis Houck is back with us. He's the managing editor of Newsbusters at the Media Research Center. Sue, wait until you hear this one. And Curtis, you broke this story to me because I saw it earlier, and I need to talk about it. Maybe I'll do this in the next segment. Are you telling me that Jussie Smollett is finally breaking his silence.
What?
And Variety magazine, which is one of the two big, you got the Hollywood Reporter, you have Variety. They did a story on Jussie Smollett still trying to say that he wasn't guilty of his fake hate crime. This is unbelievable, but I guess we shouldn't be surprised by someone like that.
I love this one. I can't sit and tell you exactly beat by beat what happened. What? He's saying his story has not changed. What? My story, quote, has never changed.
I'm gonna read when I let you go in the next segment. We became very close with Gloria Rodriguez. Gloria Rodriguez was the attorney who represented the Osundario brothers.
Yes.
And we had the brothers on as well. And I don't know if you ever saw the documentary that was on Fox Nation. It was outstanding. And I mean, anyone with even a minuscule part of a brain, and if you know the facts of this case, would know that it's a bunch of BS, everything that comes out of Jussie Smollett's story. And by the way, that's pretty disappointing. I haven't read the story yet, but if Variety lets him get away with this crap and spread his lies because apparently he's probably trying to make a comeback, that's just despicable.
Right. I mean, and my point, too, that my flashback that I reason I shared this was the broadcast networks on their morning and evening newscast spent over 101 minutes peddling Jussie Smollett's nonsense before they all fell apart. And most infamously, it was Robin Roberts' tearful
right.
interview.
Yeah.
Yes, she's one of those your truth people, you know, like truth is just kind of fungible, you know, it's very malleable. And of course, afterward, they were like, oh, well, you know, man, they just felt so betrayed. Like, we don't know what happened. Maybe this guy's a liar. And maybe his story about, you know, being robbed in a polar vortex where it was like literally dangerous to go outside, you know, where like negative 20 degrees, where like if you're outside for more than a few minutes, your body starts shutting down. Like, I don't know, man. This doesn't compute. But
what do you think? I mean, this is kind of on a different level. It's like the OJ thing from this standpoint psychologically. I think these guys are so demented that he must have convinced himself, either this or he's just the biggest liar on the planet. It could be, but they must convince themselves that they didn't do it, because psychologically, it's fascinating. I don't think you could in any way, shape, or form. And the prosecutors in Chicago finally ended up getting this, and the cops were pissed because they knew it from the beginning. Right. But they knew that the guy was guilty. It's really despicable that he never really got to serve any time in jail because they kind of let him off the hook on that deal.
And I think this goes to the larger issue that we have in our media culture, where CNN, MSNBC, ABC, CBS, New York Times, and the like, they see these culture war stories. They denounce Fox News all the time. A war on Christmas, like, what are you talking about? Like, who says you can't, you know, pray in schools and, you know, stand proudly in the public square on your faith and not get harassed? That's just complete nonsense. It's all clickbait. And then something like this happens and they drop everything. Or, oh, some school board member in Nevada said the N-word. What does this mean about the state of America? Like, this is what they do. They use these anecdotes, whether they're real or not, and they say this jives with how we view and what we perceive half the country to be.
And that's what happened with this situation. It took off. You have LeBron James and the usual suspects, Gavin Newsom, all these other people in Hollywood, you know, going out there right away on Twitter, embarrassing themselves before they even know the facts. The one case that I always use as an example, and I know you're familiar with it, is the Duke BYU volleyball game from a few years ago, where there was an allegation from the Duke side of the equation that every time that one of their African-American players was serving, that the N-word was getting dropped. There were hundreds of people in the arena. Nobody caught this on camera. The reason is because it never happened. But it got out there, and I think it was the aunt of the supposed victim was running for office in Atlanta. She tweets it out. LeBron James picks up on it. They did an investigation that not only proved that there was no evidence that it happened, but it proved that there was evidence that it did not happen. But it didn't matter because all the damage was done before that, and there's nobody going back on Twitter saying, oh, you know what, I got this one wrong, I'm going to pull back that tweet.
It's very similar to what you have, where it just rings true, it is true. And it's the Russiagate story as well.
There you go.
You know, the narrative, once a narrative sets in the minds of the American people, it is very hard to change.
Mike Brown, we just had the anniversary of Ferguson. Same thing here. There's still people walking around our community here that think it was a kid that got shot with his hands up and said, don't shoot. It's unbelievable. Curtis, always great to hook up with you. Always awesome to have you highlight the media nonsense out there at the Media Research Center. But thank you very much. I appreciate it. You have a great week.
Yeah, no problem. Looking forward to your segment on the mental health screenings. This is, interesting.
I may skip that and do Jussie and wait till tomorrow, because now that you put that on my radar, I got to dig into that story. But I'm going to get to the mental health thing in Illinois for sure in the next couple of days. Thank you, Curtis Houck. Yeah, I'm watching this show on Apple TV Plus, which is called Smoke, and I have mixed feelings about it. I'm up to the finale, which is going to come out this Friday, and it actually has gotten better as the season's gone along. But I noticed that the one of the stars of the show is named Journey Smollett, J-U-R-N-E-E, and it's Jussie Smollett's sister. And I swear to God, I cannot even believe this. Now, I mentioned Gloria Rodriguez, who represented the Osundari brothers. She produced and they did an amazing documentary that should have been on more than just Fox Nation. And you've cheated yourself if you haven't watched this. But now Variety has done a piece on his return. And I guess what's going to happen, Sue, is there's a new documentary that's coming out on Netflix on the 22nd of this month called The Truth About Jussie Smollett. And it features interviews with him. He says, and this is what the Variety story says. It is insane. We've got to get Gloria on to talk about this. He basically says the brothers lied about all this. He still had a hate crime that was perpetrated on him, and everyone else made it up. He says that the Chicago establishment conspired to.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
To frame him. Every race baiter in the country was on his side until the facts actually came out and we knew what happened.
That is correct.
Right? Why would the Chicago PD, and he blames Rahm Emanuel, who, by the way, is running for president, I'm pretty sure. Why would they do this? He answers the question with two questions. Could it be, Sue, that they had just found out about the missing minutes and the missing tape from the murder of Laquan McDonald? So Laquan McDonald was, we talked about this case quite a bit. He says, could it be that the mayor helped hide that? That was the case of a cop that killed this black teenager, and it prompted the feds to kind of come in and required the Chicago Police Department to do a bunch of reforms, and this was right after the Smollett thing. Now, when the video finally came out about Laquan McDonald, it was pretty clear that the kid had a gun and the cops were justified, but he likes to, you know, spin it in another way. He goes, we're living in a world where the higher-ups, their main mission in order to do all the underhanded things that they're doing is to distract us with the shiny object. So they go through, you know, the story in the Variety piece saying his career came to a halt after two Nigerian-American brothers began cooperating with authorities, claiming that they carried out the attack at Smollett's behest. Though the charges against him were initially dropped, they were refiled a year later, remember, and that was the conviction. He was convicted of five felony counts. 3 years later, and this is where it gets disappointing because he was supposed to do some, you know, hard jail time, prison time. And he didn't because the Supreme Court of Illinois came in and they reversed the sentence on a technicality. But now in Variety, it says he's getting worked up as he holds fast to his original story that two MAGA supporters wearing masks shouted racist and homophobic slurs at him before putting a noose around his neck and splashing him with bleach on a frigid night. He is speaking via Zoom from London, and I could go on here, but here's what I will tell you. What they say in this story is he won't directly criticize the brothers who wrote the book Bigger Than Justice, The Disturbing Need for a Modern Day Lynching. So he's not addressing that. But everywhere that I've kind of zipped through this story here, there is no attempt in the Variety story to offer the facts of what really happened.
I mean,
how can you do a story about this guy and do a comeback and, you know, talk about everything that happened with the show Empire? You know, he was making a fair amount of money. He didn't return for the sixth season. His agents dropped him. But now he's doing a press tour because he's got an album coming out.
Oh,
and I guess this
go.
Documentary, I don't know how directly involved in the documentary, but I do want to watch it. All they say is that he dances around the Chicago baggage on the night in question. The Netflix documentary, with its tease that Smollett might be innocent, also doesn't seem sure, thus the question mark in the title. Smollett participated in the 90-minute feature from the producers of The Tinder Swindler. I don't know that that title, but he hasn't seen the finished product. Still, if exculpatory evidence exists, why didn't it emerge sooner? So that's the only way that they address the factoids of this. Well, and he says, this is his answer, to be honest with you, I don't really know. I'm not an investigative reporter or a detective. I can't sit and tell you exactly beat by beat what happened. I can only tell you what did not happen. And what did not happen is the story that's been out there for almost 7 years that I somehow would have even had a reason to do something as egregious as this. But it did happen, Jesse, and we all know it happened. And I cannot believe that they're giving him, you know, in a major trade publication. And look, you know, this is good for Netflix because people are going to watch the doc. Now, I will say, maybe, just maybe, you'll have the documentary again because there is a question mark that's in the title. I don't know that they've seen it at Variety. Maybe they, you know, they do tell the facts here, and I don't know if the brothers are interviewed, but that is outrageous. And I was just thinking about him because you weren't in here at the beginning of the segment, but I'm watching this show on Apple TV Plus, which is called Smoke, and one of the stars is named Journey Smollett. And I kept meaning to look up if that was related to Jussie, and it is. It's his sister. She's actually very good in it. But good Lord, now we're on to Jussie Smollett trying to make a comeback. I've already sent this story to Fred because Gloria Rodriguez, who was the attorney for the brothers and produced that documentary on Fox Nation, became one of our favorite people.
Yes.
And I can, and you know how Gloria talks. I can hear Gloria laughing in my head right now about this documentary. So we're going to get her on tomorrow or Monday. She's an attorney and she is a practicing attorney that's very busy. But I got to talk to her about this and this comeback attempt for sure. All right, I have audio cut of the day coming up here. We have a really, really good set of audio clips from John Oliver, who ripped into Chuck Schumer because Chuck Schumer has, for decades, told the story of a family that doesn't really exist. And it's coming from an odd source, John Oliver, because he's certainly not on the right. But the storytelling involved is exceptionally good. And if you were with us at the start of the show, you've already heard this. But if you didn't hear it, you're going to want to hear it because it's pretty epic audio. That's why it qualifies for Audio Cut of the Day. Look, the Missouri Gaming Commission is finally going to award the first sports betting licenses in the state on Friday. I believe that the Secretary of State, Denny Hoskins, has slow-rolled this a little bit too much. But even though the ballot measure passed last November, you will finally be able to do some regular sports wagering in Missouri by the end of the year. December, I think, is the window. Alex Gold with Kansas City 610 Sports Radio, who's been awesome on this topic, back with us this afternoon. Hey, Alex, how are you? How's everything going?
I'm doing great, Mark. Yeah, I'm doing great. Appreciate you guys having me on.
So this is really kind of just another step to get people to the point where they can, you know, legally do this in Missouri. It's still going to take a few months, but it's a good step, right?
It is. You know, a little bit more insight on exactly with who you'll be able to bet. What I mean by that is this week you mentioned Friday is when the first two untethered licenses are going to be issued. And for those that don't know, that basically means the provider would be able to get 100% of the revenue, right, other than what the tax dollars would be. So you have FanDuel, DraftKings, and Circa Sports, which is out of Vegas, which is certainly the smaller of the two that I mentioned, or the three that I mentioned, I should say. They're trying to get the untethered license so they don't have to partner with a casino, let's say, in Missouri and basically split the revenue. That's why these two untethered licenses are so important. But really, it doesn't mean that Circa or whoever loses out doesn't mean that they won't operate in Missouri and have a license. They just want these because they can obviously not have to split the revenue.
So that's interesting. So that's why it's being done. Now, would you agree with me? I think we've talked about this before, that the Secretary of State, who doesn't seem to be a big fan of this, even though it passed, hasn't been exactly rushing to get it across the finish line.
No question. Yeah, I mean, we were on, I think, a couple months ago talking about this.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
Issued by WebBank in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
That technically, this really should have been something that was in line to start up, you know, in September or right around Labor Day. The reason why we're talking about a December 1 at the latest, and most likely right then, honestly, probably on December 1, is because some things were done to make sure it took a little bit longer, even though we're ending up with the exact same result in Missouri.
So I am a sports wagering fan. We've talked about this before. I send money, and I'll start doing this here in the NFL season. We don't do a lot. We don't get crazy, but we do a few parlays on an NFL Sunday or maybe college football, and I Venmo to my friend out in Vegas, which is one of the reasons it's so frustrating we can't do it here. For me, it's a freedom issue. I want to be allowed to do this. But obviously, there's risk involved with any kind of wagering, and I'm guessing you saw the story about Michael Porter Jr. and what he said on this podcast about sports wagering. Have you checked that out?
I did. Absolutely.
So Michael Porter Jr., who for like one game or maybe 2 minutes of a game for Mizzou played, and Jonte, his brother, played for Mizzou. So his younger brother, Jonte, was banned from the NBA because he was part, and he admitted in court that he removed himself from two games during the 23-24 season to benefit people who had bet on the under on his stats. And he said he did it because he was trying to pay off gambling debts. So now his brother, who was recently traded to the Brooklyn Nets in the offseason, talked about this on this podcast this week. And he said, look, this is going to get worse. He said, think about it. If you could get all your homies rich by telling them, yo, bet $10,000 on my under in this one game, I'm going to act like I've got an injury. I'm going to sit out. I'm going to come out after 3 minutes. And they'll all get a little bag because you did it one game. Michael Porter Jr. said that is not that is so not okay, but some people probably think like that. They come from nothing, and all their homies have nothing. I mean, he's kind of calling it like he sees it, and I don't know that he's wrong. There are risks involved. The leagues all know this. It's a great thing that they called out, you know, Jonte, and they got him convicted of this because they had to crack down, but I'm not so sure that Michael Porter Jr. is wrong about all this.
No, he's not wrong. I mean, this is the biggest fear of all these pro leagues is that something like that will impact their league, or there'll be other instances of it. You know, you referenced the Jonte Porter situation. There have been others. Major League Baseball right now is investigating one of the closers, Manuel Clase, for the Cleveland Guardians.
Yep.
He's alleged perhaps to have intentionally, you know, thrown some balls, literally first pitch, ball versus strike. And the tricky part is these particular, really, what would they call micro bets? They're, you know, first pitch, strike or ball, or unders obviously are way more easy to manipulate than an over. You know, I can't force myself to make 10 threes, but I can make sure I don't even tempt enough to make it, you know, to get to 10. I think what we're going to see, and I believe the state of Ohio just introduced a bill, or at least a discussing one, where we could see some limitations with these micro bets, or at least the ability to bet on unders, because there is certainly the ability to manipulate it more. Now, I think, you know, Michael Porter Jr. used $10,000 as an example. For those that bet on a regular basis, they'll know most books, good luck finding a book that's going to take your $10,000 bet on a player prop under that's not, you know, LeBron James or somebody
that.
It's just not a very common number. But, no, this is the fear, and I wouldn't be surprised if we see some cracking down on the smaller micro bets to prevent stuff like this from happening.
And by the way,
but I'll point out,
I'm fine with that. I'm okay. You know, I think some of this does need to potentially be adjusted. So I'm fine if that's where we're going to head on that.
100% with you. You know, I was just going to say, you know, the interesting thing will be how much does it get, you know, limited, you know, going forward. But I think the players that have gotten caught so far, that's somewhat a little bit of an example of why, you know, the legalized marketplace is important. You referenced, you know, sending money to a buddy in Venmo on Venmo or whatever. You know, if you were betting offshore, you're not catching Emmanuel Clase, let's say, if he did what they allege he did. You know, these offshore books don't care. Mm-hmm. You know, if you're betting with any of them stateside, they have quality control algorithms basically that detect irregular betting. And so that's why I think it is good that Missouri is legalizing this.
Hey, while I have you here, Alex Gold, give me some encouragement about the Chiefs training camp and what's going on there.
Well, the best news, if you're trying to figure out, will they finally have a left tackle for Patrick Mahomes, it looks promising. You know, Josh Simmons was their first-round draft pick, and the big question on draft night, Mark, was will he be available for camp? Is he recovering from that patellar tendon injury that he suffered in October? And the answer is he didn't miss a single bit of training camp. He looks healthy. He looks the part. Patrick Mahomes the other day in an interview says, you know, he's got a chance to maybe be one of the best left tackles in football. If they have actually found a left tackle for a team that has had five different left tackles start in all five of these Super Bowls, it is a huge development for this front office to finally have figured that out, and they can focus on some other areas moving forward. So that's the number one positive out of camp, no question.
What is the situation with Rashee Rice? Because there was maybe in the last few days some questions about an injury issue, but there's also an expectation that he might be suspended for some period of time at the beginning of the season for the incident that, and I don't even know where that is, because he's been sentenced to something, but he can do the jail time whenever he wants to, I guess, right? What's the story on that?
Yes. So he pled guilty to two felonies, and he does have to serve 30 days in jail at some point in the next 5 years. I don't know how that's going to be split
pretty
up.
Pretty generous, right?
If he's going to go I don't know if he's going to do all 30. If he's going to do weekend jail for. I honestly don't know how that exactly will work. But as far as the football end of it, you're right. I mean, we should find out any day now what that suspension is going to look like. He will be suspended at some point this year, and it'll likely begin week one. You know, I have said on my show locally, 4 to 6 games is the range I expect.
Wow.
But the NFL, quite honestly, kind of does their own thing here. Could it be 8 games instead? It absolutely could be. But I think the Chiefs will be without Rashee Rice for at least 4 games this upcoming season.
And I understand, I read something even in the last couple of days, I think it was The Athletic this morning or yesterday, that there's some pretty healthy competition for these wide receivers that might have to step in and step up their game if Rice is out.
You know, there's been some promising guys on the back end. You know, we're talking about wide receiver 5 or 6, for example. A name like Tyquan Thornton is not a household name, but he's looked really good at camp. He's gotten some reps with the number one team, and so he's someone that could help them out in his absence. You have even somebody in a preseason game like Jason Brownlee, who is out of nowhere, who might end up making this team, and that's where you get into, you know, Sky Moore not making the team and turning into a guy they drafted a couple years ago that will go from that to not making the team. Even Nico Romijo is someone that maybe is in danger of not making the team. So it's further down the roster. I still think, you know, the key is going to be Hollywood Brown being healthy for week one to go with Xavier Worthy.
Alex, I cannot freaking wait for NFL football. I've watched an embarrassing amount of preseason football because I can't wait. I usually don't, but I've been watching it just because I'm so starved. I'm watching Quarterback on Netflix. I'm watching Hard Knocks. I cannot wait for this season to start here in a few weeks. And the Chiefs open on that Friday night, don't they?
In Brazil against the Chargers. Big time game.
It's going to be awesome. We'll talk leading up to that. Thank you, Alex Gold. Good to hook up with you.
Thanks, Mark.
All right, take care. All right, I got to get right to audio cut of the day because this is a good one here this afternoon.
Playback ready.
Now, the audio cut of the day.
And it comes from an unlikely source. This is John Oliver, used to host The Daily Show. He's got his show on HBO. And he went after the former Senate Majority Leader, the current Senate Minority Leader, Chuck Schumer. Pretty big name in politics. And we've heard, you know, criticisms about Donald Trump exaggerating stories and other politicians that make things up. Kamala was called out a little bit during the campaign. But listen to this from John Oliver. And again, a very unlikely suspect going after Chuck Schumer.
I actually want to talk less about Chuck Schumer himself and more about two of his favorite people, Joe and Eileen Bailey. They're a couple that throughout Schumer's career, he has talked about a lot. The Baileys have guided Chuck Schumer's political life, which is a little weird given they don't exist. Seriously, he invented them. Schumer's given the Baileys an unnecessarily detailed backstory.
Yeah, we talked about this with Brian Kilmeade a couple hours ago because they're from, apparently from Massapequa. That's where Brian is from and lives. And Chuck Schumer, over the decades, I mean, this has been going on for a long time, he's just made this family up.
They're a middle-class couple in Massapequa, which is a suburb on Long Island.
Joe and Eileen Bailey, this middle-class couple, they bought into Reagan Republicanism in 1980. Right. Joe and Eileen are worried about losing their jobs or their friends' jobs.
The Baileys really don't believe in trickle down. They don't believe in a whole lot of government spending, but they believe in tax breaks for kids to go to college. He's an insurance adjuster and lives in the New York suburbs. By New York standards, he makes $50,000 a year. If he lived in the middle of the country, he'd make $40,000. Wife works in a medical office. She makes about $20,000. She might make $15,000 elsewhere. And you know, I have guided my political life through the Baileys.
Yeah, very interesting. Lots of details, except they don't exist.
Schumer first introduced the world to the Baileys in his 2007 book, Positively American, Winning Back the Middle Class Majority, One Family at a Time. In it, he mentions the Baileys an astonishing 265 times in 264 pages. But he'd apparently been talking about them for years before the book was published. One of his former spokespeople said he's always asking, what would the Baileys think? And to be fair, Schumer acknowledges that some may find this a little weird.
Yeah, so check this out.
Ask my staff, I've been talking about and talking to the Baileys for 15 years. I have conversations with them. One of my staffers once said I had imaginary friends to the press. Got me in some trouble. But these people are real, and I respect them, and I really love them, and I care about them.
Okay, sure, but they're literally not real, Chuck. But even if you can understand the potential utility of creating a prototypical voter in your head, this goes way beyond that, because Schumer's given the Baileys an unnecessarily detailed backstory. For instance, he said, Joe takes off his cap and sings along with the national anthem before the occasional Islanders game. Okay.
And there's more.
Joe takes off his cap and sings along with the national anthem before the occasional Islanders game.
Hang on, there's more here.
Okay.
A little repeat.
To Meghan, oh yeah, they've got kids, by the way. Told Eileen a friend was caught cheating on a quiz. Eileen was appalled because lying is not tolerated in the house ever. Also, Eileen apparently helps with the clothing drive at her church, and her father had a prostate cancer scare a few years ago. Again, this is a made-up family. None of these people exist.
It's unbelievable. It really is. And for John Oliver to go after him, and I said this earlier, in a fair media world, this would be a story that the New York Times should cover.
Yeah, it would.
Or at least the New York Post. But we'll see what happens. He went off on them the other night on his show. I loved it. That's why it was your audio cut of the day for this Wednesday afternoon. Have a great night. We're back at it at 3 tomorrow.
Get more at 971talk.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards and which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.